Welcome, everyone, to episode 4 of Podcast Paranoia, the podcast where we talk to people of different age groups about their progression of mental health throughout the pandemic. Today, on the line with me, I have Owen. He's 21 years old, and he is a university student turned college student. He started at Brantford at Laurier University with journalism and switched over to English with his time there, and he would have been heading into his fourth year, but now is switching to graphic design at St. Lawrence. He's also a full-time pharmacy assistant at a Shoppers here, and he's on the line to tell a bit of his story. So, hi, Owen. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Not too bad. I just wanted to get a little bit of information on you, because I know we have shared a bit of similar disdain for the pharmaceutical industry at the moment with the whole rollout of vaccines, and I don't want to get you into too much of a PTSD attack right now with repeating the word Pfizer, but I just wanted to get your take on it. I know you left Laurier late last year, and you have been working full-time at Shoppers for the majority of this year and throughout the whole rollout of the vaccines. Can you give me and the listeners a little bit of an idea of how what was once a part of retail industry has now changed to be a very demanding, a mentally demanding job trying to deal with all these customers trying to get their vaccinations?
Yeah, so it's suddenly very different, I think. There's a lot more. So there's a lot more answering phones, because as I'm sure you're aware, being in this line of work too, there is not a lot of information anywhere, especially for us. I say especially, but what I mean to say is that we seem like the people that would have the answers for these, like the vaccine rollout and everything like that, and we really just don't. And I think that frustrates a lot of people, understandably, but that does come back at us in a lot of ways. So it's hard. I don't know about your place, but at ours, we only get like 24 hours notice before the vaccines show up. If we're lucky, sometimes they really show up and we don't know what to do with them. Sometimes people drop them off, for us to give out, and we weren't expecting them. They have quick expiries, so it's very spur of the moment when we get them. And I understand that that frustrates a lot of people, but it's like, man, it's frustrating for everyone, and I'm trying to keep that in mind. But wow, man, some people are vicious.
Yeah, especially when it's something that frightens them.
Yeah,
like obviously, when you're thinking of, oh, you can get the vaccination at your local pharmacy, obviously they might have the answers. But then you realize when you're in the pharmaceutical industry, it's really a day-to-day thing. Like you were saying, you guys get 24-hour notice. We pretty much find out when we take them out of the order that we got them in. And then we have to struggle through booking people in for the next like couple days, trying to get them all done and through, so we don't waste any shots.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing I think I'm lucky about at my place, because we just said the booking system is not working. Screw this. We're just doing walk-in clinics, and people can call in. Because the thing you mentioned something before that reminded me of this. There were like websites and newspapers and news outlets saying facts about our store specifically, like when we would have vaccines and what we were getting, and we were getting them this day and doing it this way, and none of it was true. It was just pulled out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So people would come into the store and be like, I'm here to get my vaccine. I saw it in the news. Where is it? And we don't have it. It's and that just adds more to the confusion bit for a lot of people. And
oh yeah,
it was really just a mess. So the booking system leaving was a little more frustrating for people, but I think they don't see that it's just the best way that it's going to work for everyone.
Yeah, and it definitely would. I know we've had quite a bit of problems with our booking system, especially with some people in our town. It is mainly an older population, and a lot of them barely know how to use a computer. And so barely being able to use the online booking system is really tough for them. And the ones that actually do know how to use it are booking like 5 appointments at a time just so that they can make sure and that we can designate a spot that's best for us. But it's like, that's not how it works. There are like hundreds of other people in this county and people beyond trying to come here for a dose, and then you're taking up 5 of the appointments when you only need 1. It's just mildly ridiculous. Other than that, obviously there's our work life and school life and all that, but I want to dive a bit into coping with those with your home life. So you mentioned to me before we did this episode that you've gotten a bit more into drawing as the pandemic started, and it comes and goes with your influences, and you've also decided to go into graphic design because of your love for art. I just wanted to know, like, is art one of the only hobbies that you've picked up more and more throughout the pandemic, or is there other things that you have picked up for you to better your life going forward throughout this time?
Other things that I've picked up.
Other hobbies, or?
I don't know about that so much. Right now I bounce between work and home. I think I come home and I, you know, hang out on here with you guys, play games, you know, I don't. It's hard because there's not a lot to go out and do. When I get the chance, I'll go to a patio with some friends and hang out. That's great. I'm so glad that that's back. But with drawing and that, yeah, that's, I am very happy that I have had more of a chance to just sit down and put time into stuff like that. Like, that's in school before, that's something I miss doing a lot. Just having the time for that. And I think that kind of made me realize, especially going into this pandemic, like, I gotta be doing the things that I enjoy doing and enriching those things. And that's what's gonna keep me motivated. Like, that's what it was. See, with school before, it just wasn't what I wanted to do. It's what I thought I had to do. It's because I came from a high school that very much frowned upon going to college, and you know,
I honestly think that's standard with a lot of high schools nowadays. I think that a lot of them, like, sometimes it depends on whether you're in like academic or applied streams. When you're in like a Catholic high school or a public high school or something. But I feel like a lot of schools nowadays are pushing more towards the university stream than they are the college stream. And I don't know if that's just me. It's just what I witnessed from school and what I've heard from other people from their schools. It just seems that the way the education system at the moment is going is leaning more towards university, and it's getting tougher and tougher for kids nowadays because now they've got to make these decisions. They feel like they need to go into certain programs, and then they find out when they get in, this is not what I want to do. I want to go into college stream, but they've already basically wasted the money on the first year finding out that it's not what they want to do.
Yeah, It happened with a lot of my friends. Like, we came from private school, and they're basically like, for example, we had a guidance course that part of it was to research universities, only universities, and to determine the factors about those universities that you liked to discover a university course stream that you wanted to be a part of. And it was just so specific to universities. It was basically the vibe that we all came out of that school with, was that going to college is failing. And yeah, it took me a stupid amount of time to realize that, because this high school that we went to wanted to, and of course it's not all the high school's fault, like I made these choices, but they wanted to have this reputation of, look at our illustrious students going to illustrious schools and doing illustrious things. And, yes, and that's just not all of us. Like, I just want to do something I love.
Yeah. College shouldn't feel like a secondary failing option because you couldn't get into university. And unfortunately, a lot of times it seems that way. And it's never really the case. I know, for me personally, I knew college was the way to go all the way through, because I can't do that kind of learning where it's like in the lecture hall, listening for 3 hours, writing essays, writing papers and all that. If you're planning on going to university, go ahead. There are great schools out there. I know a lot of people who really love their time in university. And college has a very vast meaning to it, because there's all obviously like stuff like JUCO and community colleges and that people also take into account for it, which are still good schools. It's just like they're less specific programs. And no matter what post-secondary school you're doing, you're getting post-secondary education. It's going to help you later on in life. So it really doesn't matter where you go. As long as you're enjoying yourself and you know you're going to enjoy your time moving forward, do whatever you want. But I'm happy to see you are doing better from what I've seen from when your time at Laurier. It's still obviously great program, nothing against Laurier, nothing against journalism or English, but it wasn't for you, and you found that out, and I'm happy you did, because you seem quite a bit happier, and it's nice seeing people happier.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I see that in you too. I think we were in a spot where we were a bit lost, but I think we're finding those things that we like to do, and we're holding on to them. We're getting there.
I just want to thank you for joining me on the call today. Unfortunately, that's going to do it for right now.
Well, thank you for having me.
I hope. No problem. Pleasure to have you. And I wish you luck with your time at St. Lawrence with the graphic design. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Podcast Paranoia. And if you'd like to go check out any of the previous episodes, you can go to ckdj.net and look under the podcast tab for them. For now, take care and bye.
See ya.